Section 5. Room 3. Prehistory and Protohistory. We now enter the room that houses the prehistoric and protohistoric artifacts discovered in Revere and the surrounding area. An area that was affected by the vagaries of the River Po. Indeed, the migration of its course here from south to north, and driven by the clay loam deposits that the Apennine emptied onto the plains, has been steady. This has resulted in a series of fossil courses, parallel to the actual course, interspersed with poorly drained valley areas. The major courses have left their mark in the form of long, clear humps with a meandering route, sometimes several meters higher than the surrounding plains. Of course, human settlements inhabited these areas, which were safer from seasonal floods. The area of Revere, however, was only inhabited after the Iron Age, because in this area, the alluvial deposits visible on the surface all date back to between the Roman era and the modern age, that is, including the last two millennia. Older sites can be found buried very deep underground, or carved out by the River Po. Indeed, the findings of this room were discovered partly in the bed of the river when dry, or in the territory north of the town of Ostilia, which has not flooded for more than 5,000 years. Among the first exhibits, we find some artifacts from the prehistoric Neolithic period, about 4,500 BC, and the Copper Age, about 3,000 to 2,500 BC, seen in the center of the top shelf of the display case on the right. Then we have various items of pottery from the Bronze Age, about 18th to 12th century BC, housed in the same case, and from the Iron Age, Etruscan pot jugs and bowls, 6th to 5th century BC, including a fine fragment of red figure pottery from the 5th century BC, located in the case on the left. All come from sites affected by erosion, located upstream of Revere, and sometimes at a considerable distance, so much so that a bowl lid, which belonged to the peoples of Liguria, dating back to between the 4th and 2nd century BC, was made with clay that contains granules of volcanic rocks from western Apennines. Of particular significance are the bovine horn handles, given that the bull and the cow became a symbol of strength and fertility since the first Neolithic farmers. Then there are waste products of flintwork, cores and ships, a stone typical of the Alpine foothills procured in long-distance trade activities. Finally, you can see the remains of some farm animals, goat, sheep, pig, cattle, and some hunted animals, deer, roe deer. Wild animals, along with the beaver, were present in the Po Valley at the time, but were decimated in the following millennia and finally wiped out. Other finds have been discovered in the last century in the Ostilia Terramare, Marl Earth, of Ara di Spin and Mazzagata. The Terramare was inhabited from the Middle to Late Bronze Age and established between the 17th and 12th century BC as a generally square plan defined by a ditch and an embankment made up of the terrain produced by the digging of ditches. Each of the rectangular huts was arranged in a regular fashion to form separate quarters separated by orthogonal streets, and there were very few occupations. Warriors, artisans, farmers and cattle breeders, perhaps led by a big boss. These finds are contained in the display case on the right, along with coval ones found in Po, which can be recognized as they are partially abraded by the river's sands during transportation.